Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106. I'm the fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville, Jason Bishop, joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, as he does every Friday at this time. It's best-selling author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein. He's brought to you by Golfdom. Golfdom's first major sale ends Sunday. VIG members will earn a 10% rebate on all their golf needs. Go to golfdomgolf.com for details. Golfdom, live the game.
John.
Good morning. Jason, hello. JP, Cakes, how's everybody?
John, hello, John. John, speaking of golf, did you see what happened in the USAM yesterday in Bandon Dunes?
I did not see what happened yesterday.
All right, there,
I'll be honest with you.
There was a, I think it's a quarterfinal match. Two kids, one's from Argentina. I think he goes to Arkansas, or he's going to Arkansas. And another kid, who I think is at Georgia Tech, are playing in their match. And they are on the 18th hole. The kid from Argentina hits the ball, his second shot, into a greenside bunker. Okay, they're tied.
Right.
His caddy goes into the bunker and starts rubbing the sand with his fingers.
Oh, my God. So he had some buddy of his caddying who didn't know the rules.
He's a local caddy.
He's an actual caddy?
He's an actual caddy, and he goes in, he starts checking the lie and checking the sand with his fingers, and then he claimed to the rules official that he didn't. He lied to the rules official. They had video of it.
It's on camera.
He's rubbing his fingers through the sand. The kid has to forfeit the hole. He loses the match.
Oh, God, what a terrible way to lose. Oh, my goodness. I just can't even imagine if he's an actual caddy. I can't even imagine what he's thinking. In events like the USAM, US Women's AM, whatever, you do have frequently, you know, relatives or buddies caddying who don't know the rules. And, of course, the player is responsible for his caddy. And most of the time, guys will say to their friend or father or mother or whomever it is caddying, don't do anything before you check with me.
Right, right.
Because they assume they don't know the rules. But if you've got a guy who caddies regularly at Bandon Dunes, I can't believe he doesn't know the rules. Maybe he somehow thought he could get away with it. I know you can't do that.
He didn't realize there was a million cameras all over the course.
Yeah, well, he should have, since he did every round of the amateurs on television. I don't get it. I mean, that's baffling.
I know.
I'm glad I missed it, because I probably would have gone, oh, my God, what is he doing?
Yeah, he's rubbing his hands through like he was at the beach, hanging out at the beach.
Oh, my goodness. I remember, of course, vividly the Dustin Johnson incident at the PGA, but he didn't realize he was in a bunker.
Right, right.
Because all those sandy areas outside the ropes at Whistling Straits are full of garbage and people walking through them, and yet the PGA, for some reason, designated them all as bunkers, and Dustin forgot, and then the rules official, who was right there, failed to tell him. A good rules official would have said, because in that incident, what happened was Dustin hit it way outside the ropes. He had a one-shot lead into the sandy area, and the rules official was there. He said, what do you need me to do? And he said, I need you to clear the fans out so I have an alley so I can try to hit the shot. And the rules official said, you got it. What he should have said was, you got it, and remember, that's a bunker. That's all he had to do.
Yeah.
Officiating 101.
I wonder if he kind of forgot about it, too, because he kind of got screwed.
No, he claimed he didn't. He was a very experienced, not a professional rules official like they have on tour, but the PGA of America has a lot of club pros who officiate at the PGA, guys who, you know, have taken the rules test and everything. And mm-hmm. this guy was very experienced. His name is David Price. And he said afterwards his rebuttal to the question was, well, all he had to do was ask me. No, that's not true. It's like in the NBA, in basketball, when teams are inbounding and you see an official point at the spot yep. to let the inbounder know he can't move yep. unless it's right after a made basket. That's officiating 101. You try to prevent things from happening.
Yeah, you remind the kid.
You hear officials all the time shouting at players, get your hands off him.
Yeah.
So anyway.
All right, John, so you were a happy man Wednesday because you're an Islanders fan, and you were happy right. that the Islanders came back in the third period to beat the Caps. Caps kind of dominated that game for at least a period, maybe two.
Well, almost two, right.
And then they blew that lead. What were your thoughts after game one?
Well, my thoughts were this. I am, as you guys know, I'm a big Braden Holtby fan. Have been since he first came to the team. I think he's been a very good goalie. He was a key, obviously, when they won the Stanley Cup. He had a bad night, a bad afternoon. I mean, that's the reason the Islanders won. He whiffed on that shot from Eberle that really changed the game with 1:03 left in the second period. He and Ovechkin had that miscommunication on Josh Bailey's goal that turned out to be the winner. Ovechkin's not a guy you want going back to pick up a puck. That's not
what
he does. I mean, Holtby should have held on, and he said that. And Holtby's always been a stand-up guy. Always takes responsibility when he does something wrong. He did again on Wednesday. And I just think he had a bad game. And if he has a normal Braden Holtby game, I think the Caps win. And that's what, for the Caps' sake, that's what needs to happen tonight. He needs to be Braden Holtby. And remember, he's playing for a contract. So
sure.
you would think he'd be playing his best hockey about now. He did not have a great regular season before the pandemic. He was not as good as he has been. I mean, as good as Braden Holtby is as good as anybody. But if I'm the Caps, I'm not panicking, because if Braden Holtby plays not a great game, a normal game, they're the better team.
What did you make of the Anders Lee hit on Backstrom that knocked him out of the rest of the game after the first period?
Maybe the series.
He continued on playing.
Yeah, concussion protocol, you never know. I mean, it was a bad hit. It certainly deserved to be penalized. I understand why the Caps would be screaming for a suspension under the circumstances. And I honestly think the league takes into account who you are in these situations. Anders Lee is not a dirty player. He's not even a particularly physical player. I mean, he is in front of the net. I mean, that's how he scores his goals. But that was way out of character for him, the hit. And then, of course, Carlson fought him. And then he started the fight with Tom Wilson, which is not usually the brightest thing in the world to do. But I think the Islanders took some inspiration from the fact that their captain was willing to get into it with Wilson. I mean, he started it. So I'm not shocked the NHL didn't suspend him. There are people who believe, and I'm not against this, but that it should be an eye for an eye. That if Backstrom's out the next three games, Lee shouldn't play till he comes back. I mean, we've seen that people campaign for that in the past. It doesn't usually happen in any sport, but it was a bad hit. But that's not who Lee is. I didn't see any quotes from him, but I suspect he didn't realize Backstrom was going to turn his head. And he was charging at him. I mean, it would have been a charging penalty, even if Backstrom hadn't turned his head. So, not anything to be proud of if you're on the Islanders' side, and certainly potentially damaging for the Caps. It's good for them; they get Lars Eller back tonight. But we all know what a great player Backstrom is.
Joined by John Feinstein, best-selling author. What do you make of Washington Football Team owner Daniel Snyder's lawsuit rampage?
I tweeted the other day, I said, it's almost noon. Has Dan Snyder sued anybody yet today? it's almost like this is his last refuge. I mean, he still has yet to appear in public since this whole thing began, first with the name change. I think the last time he appeared in public was when he said Happy Thanksgiving and introduced Ron Rivera.
Right. Yeah, and it was very unfunny. It was not... He doesn't
Dan Snyder
funny
unfunny?
Well.
Wow, that's a first.
Yeah.
He's like the comedian who keeps cracking jokes and there's dead silence in the audience. But he's been hiding behind all these statements on the name change and on the Post story on the sexual harassment going on in Ashburn. And now he's hiding behind statements from his lawyers who are suing. I read the story on the was it the Indian website that ran with the story about him possibly being involved with Epstein?
Yes.
The last line of the story that I read, anyway, said, you know, these are from Internet reports and have not been confirmed. Mm-hmm. Now, Dan Snyder's a public figure. If you want to sue somebody, you have to, as a public figure, you have to prove malice. And that line alone, I think, makes it impossible for him to have any chance. He's doing what he did to the city paper years ago, where he's trying to publicly embarrass him. And I don't know what went on with him and his former assistant. I mean, none of us does. But he's trying to publicly embarrass him, and he was trying to drive the city paper out of business by suing them and forcing them into a settlement that would force the paper to fold. I don't know exactly what his motives are, other than the fact that he's a litigious, bitter little man. And
little.
When I say little, I little don't mean that right. In a literal sense. I mean it in the sense of who he is.
Yeah. Well, he's also physically very little, too.
He's short, but I don't make
you are correct
for being short.
Yeah, I kind of do.
I have a daughter who's short. So.
Especially cakes.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Regarding Snyder, do you think he's got any PR people, marketing people in the building that say, Mr. Snyder, because I know they have to call him Mr. Snyder.
Yes, Mr. Snyder. Sure.
Which is annoying. That's an annoying thing.
I would suggest and advise you get out and have a press conference or answer a couple questions. Or do you think everyone's just terrified and never talk to him?
I think everybody's terrified. I think he's surrounded himself with people who, with good reason, don't want to piss him off. You know, when he first hired Tony Wiley, and it was probably, what, 6-7 years ago now, maybe more. He brought him in from the Houston Texans, where he had a very good reputation, and Wiley suggested a campaign to resuscitate his image, in which you might remember this. Snyder would show up somewhere to announce he was giving money to a charity. It's always been his big thing. I'm a good guy because I give money to charity. As I said to him on the phone the very first time we talked, a rich guy giving money to charity doesn't impress me. It's something you should do. I mean, he's completely the opposite of Dean Smith, who always said, you know, don't be proud of doing the right thing, just do the right thing. But he would show up, and the media would be invited, and he would take a couple questions and talk about how great he was for giving the money to the charity. And eventually, it just didn't really take off at all. For him. Maybe a little bit, but really didn't take off. And Tony, I believe, was cowed into, you know, keeping his mouth shut, too, because he didn't want to lose his job. And you notice he fled in the last year to another job. I just think it's impossible to work for the guy. I remember I said something to Steve Spurrier about him once upon a time. And I know most people say Spurrier was a lousy coach here and they were 12-20. I get all that. But I said something to Spurrier about Snyder. And Spurrier said, oh, heck, I don't have anything against Danny. He paid me a hell of a lot of money to put up with all that blank. And
That's true.
But most people aren't paid a hell of a lot of money to put up with all that blank.
So what are you looking forward to this weekend, sports related? Obviously, you got Caps Islanders tonight and Caps Islanders on Sunday, game 3. But are you looking forward to anything else? Any baseball matches?
Well, the Mets are red hot. They've won 2 in a row.
Mets have won 2 in a row. That is correct.
Yeah, so for the Mets, that's a major winning streak.
Did you see the catch Jeff McNeil made in left field yesterday? That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Might have cost him
his
season.
Good player. I mean, they've got some good players, but until and unless they have a healthy pitching staff, they're not going to be able to do that. I mean, Syndergaard's out. Stroman has opted out for the season. They just don't have enough of a starting staff and a bullpen. And they've got maybe the worst closer in baseball, which makes it very hard to be successful if you have the worst closer in baseball, which they do in Diaz. I mean, every time Diaz comes into a game, they could be up 5 and I'd be holding my breath.
Right.
I have to say this, even though baseball's obviously got all these serious problems going on, the Cardinals may never play another game, who knows.
Right.
The Marlins thing happened, there's probably going to be more issues as they go along here. it's been nice. I don't know about you guys, but it's been nice for me to just be able to sit down at night in front of the television set. I have the baseball package and click around and watch baseball. Because I love baseball. I'm old. I still love watching baseball. And I've also enjoyed, you know, having hockey end-to-end. You know, starting at noon most days, and I don't stay up for the late game. But that's it's been nice to just know that there's sports on TV that I can watch. I mean, I'm not one of these guys who's screaming we have to have football or we have to get back to playing sports and damn the pandemic and, you know, if people get sick, so what? But I have to say I'm happy to have sports back that I can watch. And I was glad when golf came back. And it was terrific Sunday watching the PGA. That was just real, you know, real genuine drama because a major was at stake.
Yeah.
And the two shots Morikawa hit at 16, people talk about the tee shot, which was great, but he rolled that 7-foot putt in like it was a tap-in.
I know. And he chipped in on 13.
14, yeah.
Or 14, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine? At one point, there was a 7-way tie on the back nine on Sunday. Can you imagine if there was
a 7-way playoff? That would have been something to see.
Can you imagine if there was a gallery watching those shots? I mean, the energy would have been amazing.
Yeah, but it was still amazing. But you're right. Of course, it would have been better with fans there. But Harding Park's a terrific golf course. It created a tremendous. Tremendous tournament, and you know, Morikawa. I've only met Morikawa once, which was at Hartford last year, right after he turned pro. Seems like a very bright, nice kid. I would have loved to have seen Paul Casey win, just because he's 43 and he's been such a class act for so many years on tour. But as he said, Morikawa just beat everybody. He was the best player, without any doubt.
John, I wanted to ask your opinion about something that you tweeted. Mike Rizzo comes on this show every week, and I know you've got a little history with Mike Rizzo, the GM,
I do.
President of Baseball Ops with the Washington Nationals, and he defended his guys who butchered it when it came to rolling out the tarp. And he said that, you know, they were going to do some drills, and you were kind of cynical, like, drills now?
Me cynical?
What was your opinion on the whole thing?
Well, here's the thing. I 100% understand Rizzo defending his ground crew. I mean, unless he's going to fire the head of the grounds crew for what happened, he has to defend them. I get that. But my point was, seriously, you're doing drills now? You do drills before the season starts. Just as players do drills before the season starts, so that when you're in a situation where it starts to rain, and we all know around here that rain can come in very quickly and soak the field very quickly. So you need to have a grounds crew that can get the tarp on the field lightning fast, and they need to train for that. And I don't know what drills or they did or did not do, but Rizzo's implication was, okay, now we're going to have them do drills. And my point would be every year, every team, your grounds crew should be trained so that when it starts to rain, you can get the tarp on the field as quickly as possible. It can't be like, oh, wait a minute, which end do I hold? I mean, it's like me trying to put something together with Jane. I can't do it because I've never drilled and because I'm a klutz.
I feel bad for those guys, though. Man.
Talk to you next week. That's John.
What'd you say, Jason?
I just said I felt bad for those guys because they were working their ass off.
Look, they're not bad guys. I mean, I don't know any of them. I assume they're not bad guys, and I did feel bad for them. But the fact is, it shouldn't have happened. And the other thing is, I guess it's in the rules this way, but somebody brought up, can you imagine Earl Weaver, how he would have reacted at that moment? Five innings are in, your team is ahead. The home ground crew couldn't get the tarp on, so we're going to finish the game on Friday.
Yeah,
I guess that's the way the rule's written, but it would seem to me, if you've got an official game and the home team does something to cause the game to be stopped, the home team should be held responsible, no matter where you are. But nobody, you guys are going to be shocked by this. Rob Manfred does not check in with me often.
He does not. John, appreciate the time. It's John Feinstein, bestselling author, Washington Post columnist. We'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it, guys. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
Talk to you soon.
Of course, John, always brought to you by Golfdom. Golfdom's first major sale ends Sunday. VIG members will earn a 10% rebate on all their golf needs. Go to golfdomgolf.com for details. Golfdom. Live the game. Coming up next, We open up Cakes' entertainment page. What entertainer taped himself to a billboard?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In Hollywood. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 8:45, give you a chance to win a $25 gift card to Tropical Smoothie Cafe. We're going to bring back Bet on AWOD or Bet Against AWOD. So we will get AWOD in the mix. He can pimp the product too if he's on this weekend. I'm not sure what his shift is, but I'm sure he'll be happy to alert his AWOD army about that. So we will get AWOD in the mix coming up in the next segment for Bet on AWOD. But right now, we open up Cakes' entertainment page, which is brought to you by Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome, super simple, just bubbly water with a splash of real juice, a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and just 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES, and you get 15% off at WaveSoda.com.
Bubbly. That's very bubbly.
A good deal. And use the app on your phone, the Wave Soda app. I've used it multiple times at this point. Your lead story on the app, JP teased it heading into the break. Steve-O taped himself or had himself taped to a Hollywood billboard within the last few days to promote a new special he is airing on Steve-O.com called Gnarly. Former Junk's guest, Steve-O, that is.
He was duct-taped. Yeah. Duct tape standing up?
Yes, he was. he was. I'm trying to get.
Imagine someone being like taped to the goalpost.
Yeah, that's basically
exactly
what it is.
Like
He's standing upright. He's on the billboard with a bunch of black masking tape, and there was some rigging there as well. He was helped by some of the local authorities to get him up there and situated. And his arms were free, so he was able to take a selfie while he was plastered to the billboard. And then with the help of a crane and some of the local authorities, he was removed from the billboard after a few minutes. And a bunch of gawkers and onlookers were looking at him stuck up on the billboard. It's a pretty good bit. It's a pretty funny bit.
But only a few minutes because he was removed quickly.
Yeah, it wasn't very long that he was up there, but enough to gain some attention.
Enough to be the lead story on the EP.
Enough to be a lead story on the app. That is correct.
And everyone pays attention to that.
They do. Who doesn't? People gather around the water cooler every day and say, did you hear the lead story on the app today? Steve-O taped to a billboard in Hollywood. By the way, he didn't face any fines or repercussions because he purchased the billboard time, which to me, there aren't many more antiquated ways to get your message across than a billboard, but I guess they're still relevant in some parts of the country. This obviously in Hollywood.
Let me ask you this, Cakes. You have a good memory for these things. When we had Steve-O on the show, and I don't even really remember Steve-O being on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I think you were out.
What was he on to promote? He was at
Arlington Cinema Draft House.
That's right.
He had a show there.
And JP, you were gone because he sat in your chair.
Okay. Was he doing comedy then? Or was he doing his wacky stunts?
No, he was doing stand-up. He does stand-up.
Okay, he does stand-up. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's branching out. Kicks. Hey, you're killing me. As Jason said, I wasn't even there.
Kicks, why do you think billboards are antiquated?
I just think it's an old school form of advertising.
I think it still works.
I mean, it's out there.
They are still out there.
When's the last time you've been on the road? I see plenty of billboards.
Okay. Well,
you act like you don't go to south of the border.
Okay. The last time I was on the road, I passed south of the border, which is a dump, by the way. It's an old, rundown dump.
Yes, it is.
And I would guess their billboard spending is down by 90%. Because it used to be, like, once you were 150 miles away from south of the border, you would see a billboard literally every 2 or 3 miles. And on this trip, you saw one maybe once every 30 or 40 miles. I don't think billboards are still as vibrant a business in 2020 as Drab T-shirt thinks.
Right, because you don't see any billboards driving into Atlantic City.
Okay.
Well, it's not even just there. I mean, now Cakes doesn't drive there
You think
anymore.
Billboards are the vanguard of advertising in 2020?
I think it's a prominent form of advertising.
It is.
Yeah.
I think Viacom was big onto billboards.
Well, you know what they did? They divested out of their billboard business, just like they did with the radio business.
Cakes, you don't drive on 301 anymore, but I can tell you this, because I'm back and forth to Bowie to visit my mom a lot. There are tons of billboards.
Billboards are hurting. I'm sorry. It's a hurting way to advertise. It just is. It's an old, antiquated, Paleolithic era way of trying to advertise your product.
Didn't Oprah just do, 10 billboards for Breonna Taylor?
I don't really pay attention to what Oprah and her daily...
their point. You're not paying attention. That's their point.
Oh, billboards are cool in 2020.
The movie's not three radio spots outside Ebbing, Missouri. Missouri.
I mean, you might just want to press the reset button there, Valdez.
You botched that one.
I know.
Well, Cakes, I don't know what the decrease is in billboards over the years, but
97.5%.
Okay, all right, you've done the math.
Yeah, I've done the math. Yes,
but I do notice them driving down 95. I do notice them driving 81. I notice them 50 going to the beach and back.
You know what it is? It's a Papa Roach
last resort. Hold on, I want to know.
It's a last resort.
I want to know Cakes' grand marketing scheme for people riding around on 95 and 81.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you advertise on radio. Maybe you advertise on the interwebs. Maybe you advertise on television. Maybe you direct mail people.
Maybe that's
anything other than a billboard.
Maybe that's more expensive.
I would guess a billboard costs $50 to rent.
All right, that's what I'm saying. So it's more expensive than
$50. I know. Now Drab's going to say, how much is a billboard in Times Square? The one place where billboards might still be relevant. Times Square and Hollywood. That's where billboards matter.
I don't know. Maybe someone who actually knows, other than Cakes, can call us up.
Some 120-year-old that's in the billboard business, call us.
Does Cakes have the face right now?
I don't know.
Well, he's just wrong about everything.
Cakes doesn't like being challenged.
I am on the right side of history here. Nobody in their right mind in an advertising meeting is going to say, man, we really need to get a billboard to get our message out. Billboards are the way to go in 2020.
Someone texted in, my wife's uncle sells billboard advertising and is worth millions. Multi-millionaire.
Okay, so you have a few outliers. That's fine. You have a few people making money in the business.
Oh, now there's a few outliers.
There might be a few. Might be a few the good billboard spots.
Cakes, what if you were driving down 95 to Kiowa and you saw a billboard that said, come join our friends and family in Missouri. It's south of Oklahoma. What would you have said?
Now, this is just a personal attack because I have a weakness in geography. Okay?
I know, but you're always right. You're always right, though.
I'm generally right. I'll go with generally.
Generally right? Can we play the clip that we opened the show with where Cakes was talking about the Wizards and Celtics?
Oh, the Celtics.
Do we have to really revisit that history?
Well, you just said you're always right. This is just from yesterday.
Generally.
It was 2 days ago. I don't have it up. I got rid of it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Valdez. Nobody seemed to laugh at it. I didn't know we were going to play it again.
I mean, it was at 6:05 in the morning.
Hey, maybe put it on a billboard on Half Street, and a bunch of people will ignore it as they drive towards 395.
Let me see.
Who knew the Steve-O bit would take off?
Who knew the billboards were so controversial? Wow. Who knew that Drab T-shirt is so
pro billboard. No, I wasn't
just,
aware of this.
I'm just anti-cake saying dumb things on the show.
Right.
Well, the list goes on and on.
Yesterday, it was...
I'm the only person who says dumb things
no,
on the show.
No, but you make these grand statements all the time that just are way out of
line. Well, because I generally believe that I'm correct. Sometimes I'm proven incorrect. And these things happen.
Oh, it's funny.
Hold on. What did Cake say yesterday, Drab?
He was calling...
ZZ Top?
Yeah, Charlie Blackman, ZZ Top. Frankie Beard or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Frankie Beard.
Hold on, wait. Are you trying to tell me that Charlie Blackman is on the same popularity level as ZZ Top during their prime?
No, I just said that you referred to his beard as a ZZ Top beard. Which
I think that was Jason or one of the other dogs.
JP did, and then you said it 100 times after that.
Because they're wildly popular.
ZZ Top isn't popular.
They're not.
Better than WAP video.
Well, he's got that right.
First of all, it's WAP. It's not WAP. I don't know why you guys keep calling it WAP.
I think it is called WAP.
I think WAP.
I think the out-of-touch old white guys call it WAP.
Okay, maybe.
That's what I would call it.
Maybe that is the case.
Now that I am making up.
Call it the other thing, get fired.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But I can be honest, Cakes. I'm like you.
What do you mean I can't be honest? I honestly thought that the Wizards G League team would lose to the Celtics G League team. I was wrong. You know what? Let's throw a parade for the Wizards because they win one game in the bubble.
Cakes, someone, a friend of mine who knows, I think he probably knows.
Yes.
He says a good billboard freeway location is big money, $8,000 to $10,000 a month. That's
okay.
A little bit more than $50. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know.
Hold on. Maybe south of the border stop doing billboards because they're so expensive.
Right.
Not because they're ineffective.
I can't believe I've painted myself into the corner of being so anti-billboard. But this is the platform that I'm on. I am not getting off this platform.
All right,
I don't care
what
you guys say.
Yep, stay on it.
All these trolls chiming in that billboards are $8,000-$10,000 a month.
All right, what else you got on the app?
No, that's the whole app. Look at the time. It's 8:37. The whole entertainment page is just up in billboards.
We got nothing but time.
All right,
we're
going to
play
that
a second segment.
I can do a second segment if you
wish. We'll revisit some of the stories on Cakes' scintillating entertainment page. Maybe you could tease us another story for down the road. Give us a good tease.
All right. I'll tell you how much Cardi B spent on coronavirus tests for her WAP/WAP video.
All right. So we'll get to that. But next, we will play Bet on AWOD. You can call in now at 800-636-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
067, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Just to clear something up,
We have this text machine, the Thomas Creek Windows text machine. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Standard message charges may apply. Apparently all week Jason's been telling people that EB was suspended.
It's a funny bit.
I saw I only told two people that.
Okay. I did see somebody reached out via
Twitter. That many people were that interested.
To EB and asked him if he was suspended. And Eric was like, what? He will be back on Monday.
I'm surprised Bickle didn't go, Bish, you're killing me. Why are you telling people I'm suspended? People are so stupid. Skippy calls me yesterday from Colorado and goes, is Bickle suspended? It's like, no. So he's got people reaching out to him on Twitter. Why is Bickle suspended? First of all, the last thing I would do if Bickle was suspended was tell people Bickle was suspended.
Right.
All right. And people are just dumb. Part of the 85%, you're just stupid if you thought I was actually going to tell you that he was suspended for a legitimate reason. I mean, if you believe that, you're dumb.
He just actually strung 2 weeks of vacation.
And by the way, he told people he was taking 2 weeks of vacation a million times.
Yeah. Right. He talked about Beachmasters 100 times or whatever it's called in Outer Banks.
Right.
All right. Let's connect with Adam. AWOD is on the line. Adam, what's going on?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, this might be a rhetorical question, but any buns at all during the pandemic?
Not even. I don't think I've even smelled a woman.
Have you gone out at least to like outdoor happy hours, that sort of thing?
I went to one about a month ago, and I haven't been out since.
What's Pamplona been like? Do you know?
I mean, they're doing the whole patio thing. It's, you know, Clarendon's, everything is successful on the patio and outside. I just haven't been.
Right.
All right.
Well, what do you do? What do you do on the weekends?
I do my show. I've become a weekend radio guy.
What is your shift this weekend?
I've got a huge show this weekend, 4 to 6:35. I've got a guest that I have been trying to book my entire life. His name is John Allville to talk cats at 4:30 on the
band. Yes, I am appearing with AWOD on Saturday. That is correct.
Very nice.
Big booking.
All right, so it's 4 to 6:35 on Saturday, the Adam Epstein Show. All right, we're going to play Bet on AWOD. Listeners can call in at 800-636-1067. Drab, you need to give me a list, and we'll give you a question. Adam will have a little time to ponder it. Do not Google, Adam. We don't have you on camera. Do not cheat.
I promise not to.
Listeners will either bet on you or against you. Let's go to Andrew in Stafford. Andrew, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
What's up?
All right, we're
going to
play Bet on AWOD. AWOD, I will let you choose 1, 2, or 3. What do you want to go with?
Let's go with 3.
All right. Can AWOD say goodbye in French?
In French?
Yes.
No way.
No. No, not
possible.
A chance.
You're going to bet against
AWOD.
Wait,
Cake said no? Cake said he can't?
Yes, Cake
I believe he cannot.
He oh, God, now I got to bet against Cake.
So which way are you going, Andrew?
I'm gonna bet against AWOD.
Oh, that's
but
a
that's
good
what
bet.
Cakes is doing.
That's a good bet.
He's on the right side of history.
All right, so final answer is you're betting against AWOD.
Yes.
All right, Adam Epstein. AWOD, right, can you say goodbye in French?
I'm not feeling confident about this. I don't even think I'm going to pronounce it right, but merci beaucoup. It was French.
That is French.
It sounds French.
It is a poor pronunciation, but it does not mean goodbye.
Andrew, stay on the line. We're going to hook you with that.
What does merci beaucoup mean? Does anybody know?
I think it means something's very good.
I think it means thank you very much.
Yeah, I feel like it's thank you, but I'm not sure.
Now I need to look it up.
I do know pretty that sure goodbye in French. Thank you. I do know goodbye in French is au revoir.
Au revoir.
So he didn't pull that. So that means we're going to hook you with that $25 gift card to Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Baseball's back in Tropical Smoothie Cafe, and the Washington Nationals have partnered to bring you the Nat's Berry Crush Smoothie, a delicious blend of strawberries and cranberries, available this season at participating DMV locations. Tropical Smoothie Cafe, official smoothie of the Washington Nationals.
We say au revoir to our ratings when Adam's on.
Yeah, that's
certainly
still. That's
not
that
we care about them at this point, but we do say
that's a tough first question.
That might have been tough, but you know,
I can say it in Spanish and I can say it in like Japanese, but I don't know if I would have pulled that one.
Just for
I might have said a reservoir instead of arbor.
Just for Bish and Cakes,
yes.
Adam, let's play the game. All right. Bet on AWOD. Can AWOD finish the cliche?
All right.
Don't cry over blank.
Yes.
Ooh, it's a pretty popular
cliche. I'm going to bet against him.
If he doesn't know that, because he's heard this a billion times.
I don't know.
For whatever reason, this is a terrible decision. I'm going to bet with AWOD. I'm going to bet on AWOD.
AWOD, if you don't know this, your shift on Saturday is pulled from you.
Oh, no. Now I'm not confident at all.
Oh, no.
Oh, the Frank Andrea. Oh, no.
Don't cry over blank.
Okay, so I'm either going to be 100% correct or it's going to be the worst guess you've ever heard. But here we go.
All right.
The cliche, the famous cliche is, don't cry over spilled beans.
You're just doing a bit.
He's doing
That's
a bit.
That's not what it is?
Yeah, you're doing a bit. I know you better than that. Who spills beans?
I don't know.
That's a totally different cliche.
He's combining confusing cliches.
Yeah, he's confusing his cliches.
What's the cliche
don't cry
with
over
beans?
The small stuff?
It's spill it's the beans.
No, you're just, that's a totally different one.
Cry over spilled milk.
You've never heard that?
Don't cry over spilled milk?
Yes.
In my household, we spilled the beans.
All right, you know what? You're fired from your Saturday
show. It's hard to read. The last question I had.
I don't know if he's faking this.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't tell.
It's tough. It's like that caller called in yesterday.
I couldn't tell
if he was doing a bit.
He's not smart enough to fake it.
Yeah, I generally agree with what Cakes just said. He's not smart enough to fake it.
Is he the down low great actor?
I think he's faking it. But.
Absolutely not.
There's no chance. All right, Adam, the last one is it is a political question. Kamala Harris was named vice presidential candidate for Joe Biden. So it got me thinking about vice presidents. And it'd be too easy to go with Obama's vice president because that's Joe Biden. So who was George W. Bush's vice president for 8 years? Do you think he pulls that? Cakes is trying to figure out who it is right now.
I'm trying to track. Wait a second.
Eight years. Before Obama,
he gets sites for heart attacks.
Oh, yeah. I know.
He likes to shoot people when he hunts.
Right. Do you think Adam pulls it?
I struggled for a second there, but yeah, I tracked with it eventually. No way he gets that. Impossible.
Jason?
What?
Physically impossible.
Zippy chance. Zero.
Yeah, I don't think he pulls it either. Adam?
I'm not confident at all. They made a movie. Vice president, right?
How about this? I'll give you a hint. His nephew is Calbert.
Well, that's too big of a clue.
Dick Cheney?
You pulled it. Did you Google it?
No. I just guessed.
I just gave him the great hint.
Calbert Cheney. Yeah. What'd you think of the Wiz, by the way, winning their last game there, Adam?
That is the big topic on my show. Scott Brooks or
it is? That's a topic? You know what? I'm feeling sick all of a sudden. I don't know if I can appear on your show.
So wait a second. The Nationals being 6-9 through a quarter of the season, struggling, that's not a bigger topic. How about college football being shut down by a couple of Power 5 conferences?
I'm tired of seeing all the haters on Twitter calling for Scott Brooks' job because the team of G Leaguers lost almost every game. We have John Wall and Bradley Beal returning next year. Yes, you keep the same coach, you idiot.
He's very passionate about his Wiz.
All right, again, it is 4 o'clock on Saturday, and you have a special guest, John Auville, joining you at 4:30 to talk Caps.
Yes.
Butt-sized.
Thank you.
Great promotion.
What a donkey.
Hey, let's get a billboard to promote it. Let's put it up on the side of I-95. Let's do this.
The safe play.
It'll only cost $50, Giggs.
Yeah, that's all.
The safe play in that game is always to go in blind, don't even listen to the question, and bet against AWOT.
Absolutely.
It's the smartest play out there.
It's all a right,
phone
numbers
800-636-1067. We'll come back to more of Cakes' entertainment page here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.